This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm really excited to have our next guest. He is Michael Welch. He is the CEO of Rocky Mountain High Brands, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol RMHB. Now, Rocky Mountain High Brands is a consumer goods company specializing in brand development of health-conscious hemp-infused food and beverage. That's right, I said it, hemp-infused food and beverage products. Now, they currently have about four different brands. That's the Citrus Energy, the Black Tea, Mango Energy and Lemonade, and a low-calorie coconut lime energy drink. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Everett. I appreciate you having us today.
You know, you guys, I kind of know a little bit what Rocky Mountain High Brands, but I want to know what kind of a market niche do you guys really fill up there? There's probably 20, 30 companies that's getting into the hemp-fused products. And so what kind of niche are you guys looking to fill?
Well, there's a significant opportunity in the market right now for an alternative for a high-quality, healthful energy drink to gain market share against competitors like Red Bull, Monster, and 5-Hour Energy.
Absolutely.
And the energy drink market is, you know, estimated at approximately $60 billion globally is now being driven by innovation. And consumers are actually looking for healthier, safer products that deliver comparable energy results.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Functional beverages continue to be the hottest segment in the beverage market. And that's being driven by energy drinks in the U.S., while carbonated soft drinks are actually at a 30-year low in sales. And Rocky Mountain High Brands offers a line of natural, healthful energy beverages that are infused with hemp, ginseng, and guarana. And we're well positioned for continued growth and sustained success with our company. Our vision for the company is to push the boundaries of what a functional product should be in order to raise the quality of life for all humanity, which is a really what we've set our goal high, and we did that. We raised the bar after we entered into the business alliance with the Pofabidi family on the Eagle Spirit Spring Water, because the Eagle Spirit Spring Water really opened our eyes to what we could bring to the market in terms of a product that offered healing qualities to consumers. It's not only high pH, it has a high pH factor, but it's high in minerals. And so it really caused us to take a look at our vision statement for the company. Now, our mission is to recognize how emerging food and beverage products such as hemp, CBD, and the naturally high alkaline spring water can be leveraged to create great tasting functional products that are healthful, safe, and in demand, and to expand our product portfolio in response to that demand.
My guest today is Michael Welch. He is the president and CEO of Rocky Mountain High Brands. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol RMHB. Let's go over some numbers here, Michael, if you can. In 2015 to 2016, your fiscal year ends in June, you guys did about $1.1 million. What is the company looking forward past the 2017 fiscal year ending in 2017 of June? How are we looking on that?
Well, since we're a publicly traded company, we have to be very careful with publicly announcing what we expect our financial results to be. So I'm hesitant to say we definitely are projecting growth in the marketplace. A lot of that growth will come within the United States with what we're doing in terms of pushing our products out and our sales strategy for 2017. A lot of it will come through our newly formed alliance with Lily Lee and the group that we recently announced, actually as of yesterday, that has started the process of acquiring the controlling block of control stock in our company. And so we're looking at expanding our Asian markets, particularly China and Korea. And we're looking at expanding into those markets. And Jerry Grisafi, our founder, has got some meetings next week. I think that'll push that ball forward. And we're looking forward to the new relationship and new alliance, as well as the capital that brings into our company.
Well, let me ask you this, since we can't get any particulars of numbers. What has the company accomplished over the last past year? How did you add any new brokers? Did you add any new distributors? And how many do you currently have?
Well, so the last year was sort of a big year of change for us as a company. We actually brought in two new board members, and we brought in an entire new management team. I joined the company just a year ago, initially as CFO, and then I moved into the position of CEO last February. We completed the process of becoming a fully reporting SEC company during the year. So during the 12-month period, we completed the 2015 and 2016 audits. We completed the entire Form 10 process, and we filed our first 10-K, and we actually upgraded from the OTC Pinks to the OTC QB, which was a major accomplishment for our company, was to actually graduate from the OTC Pinks.
Absolutely.
Simultaneously, while we were doing that, we actually defined our brand. We moved from the original 12-ounce leaf can that the company started with to a new 16-ounce can with a mountain logo that we currently go to market with. The 12-ounce leaf can that the company started with got a lot of attention initially, but we couldn't actually go to national retailers, the national club stores with that can, because many people looked at the hemp leaf on it and initially thought it was a marijuana leaf. And so the contents of the can were initially suspect, so to speak, which got us a lot of attention when the company first started, and that was before I was actually here. But it also created some limitations. And so we redesigned the can. We went to a 16-ounce can with our current Mountain logo design. We redefined who we are as a company. We created marketing material to support the brand. We actually created four new websites, and we created a connection to music to promote brand awareness. And the connection to music comes through our promotion agreements with a band called Hillbilly Vegas that is an up-and-coming Southern rock band. We have a promotion agreement with a band here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area called Lithium, and we actually go out and support them and their local events here in our marketplace. And then we've done a contest, and then we've just recently selected the winners called Rock the Road Trip, where we've selected three bands that are up and coming bands that we're going to showcase in sometime in February here locally, and select a winner that'll get a three-record deal with Empire Studios here in Dallas. So we're trying to find new talent. We're trying to create a connection to music to promote our brand, as well as help promote new talent in the music industry. Also, during the same time period, we launched Eagle Spirit Spring Water, which was a major accomplishment for our company through a business alliance with the Pofibidi family in Oklahoma. And it's probably the most unique water that's been brought to the market yet. The water has, not only is it great tasting water, it comes out of the ground untouched at an alkalinity level of 7.83. So many of the waters that are in the marketplace today that are high alkaline waters achieve that through a process called reverse osmosis.
Absolutely.
We have one of the few waters, if not the very few, that come out of the ground with the alkaline level that's already at a very high level. And it also has a high mineral content to it. The water has a great story behind it as well. The last Comanche Eagle medicine doctor, Mary Pofibidi, used the water to heal her patients with. And so we have a great story. We built a website around the water to tell the story and to continue the legend that was created with the water. And it actually comes from the ancestral Rocky Mountains. And ironically, it was when Jerry was introduced to the water, and Robert Smith, the individual who introduced Jerry to the water, was telling him the story of the water coming from the ancestral Rocky Mountains, that he did a trademark search on Rocky Mountain High at the time and discovered that Coors had let the trademark lapse. And that's how we basically went from a company name of Totally Hemp Crazy to Rocky Mountain High Brands. So it's a, sort of an interesting story, and Robert tells the story with a lot of gusto, and it's something that you sort of have to see in person, because he adds a lot of physical attributes to it, which makes it almost a comedy routine. But that was one of our major accomplishments during 2016.
My guest today is Michael Welch. He is the president and CEO of Rocky Mountain High Brands. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol RMHB. In closing, Michael, you know, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to the listeners?
No, I think we have an exciting future. I think that we have a major accomplishment that just occurred with the investment from the Chinese group. They'll start funding us in January, and that's going to allow us to really push our brand out in both the U.S. markets and the Chinese markets, and fund us to the levels that we need to be funded to push this out as a major brand and into the marketplace. And we're very excited about that. So we appreciate the opportunity to get on and talk about our company, and look forward to a bright future.
Rocky Mountain High Brands is the stock that we're highlighting today on Stock Day on the Uptick Newswire Network, and our guest is Michael Welch. Mike, I want to thank you for being on the show. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months to see how things are going.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Everett.
The following program is entirely sponsored or produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional for guidance. Today's guests may have paid for their appearance on today's show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.